Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 135, The Seas with Nemo and Friends. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 135 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and once again, I'll be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I'm getting really tired of snow, and looking forward to the crack of the baseball bat once again. The weather here in Kentucky has even made the national news for our foot of snow and the sub-zero temperatures, which is pretty unusual for the South. But we're surviving, and there is hope that the snow still on the ground will melt. Then, once again, the birds and the flowers will return and the kids will play outside. Oh well, at least we still have memories that we can escape back to someplace warm and fun. Let's go there now, shall we? So, if you remember, last time we were on our way to the Seas with Nemo and Friends and got sidetracked by the short line at Epcot Character Spot. We've gotten to see Mickey, Goofy, and Minnie now, taking pictures and giving hugs, and are ready to continue on our adventure. TouringPlants.com has the day as a 3, with crowds supposedly very manageable, but the rain is messing things up a little bit, I think. People just adjust their plans, and instead of running from one attraction on to another across the park, they're staying much more sequential to avoid being outside in the rain. But whatever, you know, we're in Walt Disney World. You really can't complain too much. We'll pack the kids into the stroller and continue our trek from the east side of Future World to the west side. We park the stroller and run through the back way, through the gift shop, and straight into Turtle Talk with Crush and use our FastPass Plus reservation to get in. We've just missed the previous show, so now we have about a 15-minute wait before we're let in, so we'll spend time looking at the aquariums and the waiting area, trying to entertain the kids, and, just enjoy being inside, too.
You guys wave your hands like Goofy's doing?
Finally, we're let in and get a seat, the kids up front with the adults in the back, and we're set. Susie is all prepared, hoping to ask a question, and sure enough, she gets called on this time, and Crush does not disappoint.
Thank you, Goofy.
After Crush, we wanted to try and catch the Jammers back across in the East Breezeway in case the rain would cancel the rest of their shows for the day, so we packed the kids up and ran across, but they never showed. We asked around, nobody could tell me definitively if they were coming or not, so we finally just bailed and went back to the Seas with Nemo and Friends and did the ride this time. Again, we had our FastPass Plus reservation, so we quickly jumped in line and caught a ride. The kids opted to ride with Grandma and Grandpa, so it was a nice quiet ride for Tracy and I this time. After we finished this ride, we'll gather the kids back up and begin our walk next door, just to try and catch a ride on Soarin', before our lunch reservations at Beer Garden Restaurant in the Germany Pavilion. And this is actually where we're going to stop for now and pick back up next time. our crush this time was just awesome. He had folks laughing so hard. I especially loved his response to Susie's question. I was rather bummed, though, that when we went to go see the Jammers, they never actually showed. Now, I'm actually going to cut all that out, so don't even worry about it. Because it's really just a lot of walking past things, and there's really not a whole lot to hear other than, you know, us being frustrated when talking to cast members and, you know, managers, and they can't seem to tell us anything. So we just end up turning around and heading back to where we were, so not a whole lot to hear.
Somebody's getting called out.
But the ride in the Seas with Nemo and Friends is always a favorite. And the kids always come up so excited, you know, and that we didn't spend any time looking at the exhibits back then. This last trip we actually did, and the kids were really enjoying it. If you can take a few minutes to really look around, you know, not like we actually do in this memory, you really find a lot of really cool things that you may never have known. So what are your favorite memories of the Seas with Nemo and Friends? I know you have to have a story about Turtle Talk with Crush. You know, who doesn't? Please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the wdwmemories.net website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, and maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list. If you mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever the social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget, you can also check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support this show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality and lengths of my in-park recordings. So today's memory is in binaural. I'd suggest putting those headphones on so you can really get involved in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take a break under the seas with our favorite little clownfish.
That's fine. Well, that's where we're going to have to go is get the stroller right there.
I have my card.
I have it.
I'm just getting really good.
That's fine. Yeah. If I'd been thinking, I had a brand new terry cloth, whatever, thing that I could have given you that I had gotten from my conference just recently. Let's go! This way, Mikey! We're going over here. Yeah.
Is it 10 minutes?
It's 10 minutes for Nemo, but we're going to see Turtle Talk, which is inside. No, you can walk in the back.
Do you smell it?
Susie, this way. Stay with us.
Silly. Susie, stay with me.
We're going in that way.
I think you have mom's card.
Yes. Well, I already told her about that. Oh. I will give it to you in just a minute. Let's go inside.
He was a...
Going inside.
It's the back way in.
Yep. Yep.
Dad still has his.
Dad has his. This is actually yours, so switch with me. And then now you've got yours from now on. All right, go ahead, Mikey. Walk through, guys.
Keep your groups together, we'll fill up.
This is a show.
Oh, it's a show.
We get to go in and talk with a turtle.
I remember that turtle.
Did you put your place back in the...
Yeah.
So, it's just that...
That's all we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Although, if we'd have just stood in that line, we'd have wound up in here anyway, but...
No, so we're going
to
beat most of them. I don't think everybody's going to get in. I got into Soren, which is one, which we'll do at like noon. Yeah. We're going to do two here. One is back at the entrance where we walked past it. There's a ride that we can walk into.
There was that fountain when you walked out of where you guys were.
Yeah.
If I'd have seen that, because it wasn't always doing things, but it was really shooting up just randomly. I thought, well, Mikey wouldn't enjoy that if I realized that was
every 15 minutes, that thing, they play some music and do like a fountain show. It's choreographed to the music.
I mean, he was good, but he was getting tired of things that he couldn't do by the time, you know, because there's so much stuff in that imagination thing. There was a playground. But
you went over. Oh.
And then in that area where I was waiting for you guys, those little cars that you could turn and run them, I had to have my pass, and I didn't have my pass.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. I mean, who would have known that they would? I mean, you had to put your pass up there, and then it would work, but it wouldn't work up.
Trace. Hey, Mikey, come here. Come on. I'm standing right here. I'm Daddy. Hi. What are these, Mikey? What do you see? That's jellyfish, that's right. Yeah, because otherwise if they, that's the reason they're round, if they bounce off walls.
Shoes that you think are dry. What? It's very wet. I said, note to self, do not kneel on shoes that you think are dry. They're not dry.
You want to go see what? Come over here. What do you see in there, Mikey?
Oh, did you
see that?
No.
What?
It's all fish.
It's all fish. These are sharks, Mikey. This is all the sharks. This is all the animals, dude.
He wants to see the other sharks.
Yeah, of course. We'll go see those in a little bit, if there's any left. No. We're gonna go see Crush in just a minute, okay? We'll see Nemo after that, okay? We're going to see Crush first, and then we'll go see Nemo, okay? Okay? Deal? Good. Don't bang on that. Can you what? There's nothing cool and big here. These are all fish. Please don't pull on that. Let go.
I see Dory.
We'll see Dory in a little while, okay? Okay. Love you.
I love you too.
Good job. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's a nice squeeze. Thank you. As soon as they let us in that room, we'll go see Crush. Do you want to go talk to Crush? Yeah. What are you going to ask him?
Is there some fast pass people inside here?
No, this is the people that they let in for the next show. not just FastPass. Sit up here. Now sit up here. You can sit here by Crush, and you can see Crush. Sit right here.
Welcome, guys. Come on in. Kids, there's still plenty of room up front.
She's sitting down up there too. Well, I couldn't find Susie.
Please do not sit on the orange coral. Adults, please enter the theater. Make a left. Enter a row and swim all the way across. Don't stop in the center, and please don't leave any gaps between you and the party next to you. We have a very full show. We have to have everyone seated before we can begin.
Trace. Oh, my wife's coming back. You got a front, you got a straight shot.
Welcome, everyone. For my safety and yours, I ask that during the show we keep this center aisle and both side aisles clear at all times. If at any time you feel the need to leave, you are more than welcome to do so. I just
she
ask that you please make
like
your way back here to
side
either side of these double doors. Give them a slight push, they will open right up for you, and they will close automatically behind you, so don't worry about closing them.
Because they told them not to get on the yellow stripe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Turtle Talk. My name is Katie. Here at Seabase, we have a few special reminders for you. During the show, there is no eating, no drinking, no smoking, and no flash photography. Thanks, guys. At the top of the tank here, you see what's called a hydrophone. We use this to hear sounds that are deep beneath the ocean, and today we get to use it to talk to our very special guest. Do you guys know who that is? Go ahead and shout it out for me. That's right, Crush is here today to talk to us about the human world, and we'll get to ask him questions about the turtle world. So be thinking of questions you guys may want to ask Crush during the show. Now, Crush said that he wanted to go and catch a wave, and that when we were ready for him, we should give him a call. So on the count of three, we're all going to shout, "Hey, Crush!" Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Crush! It's cool. Dude, the noggin is taking harder hits than that. That was totally awesome. Oh, whoa, dude, check out all the humans in the human tank. Hello, human dudes. Whoa, I said hello, human dudes.
Hello.
Oh, they live, hey, dudes. Oh, and whoa, check out all these little dudes down here, sub-level, that's awesome. Dude, focus, dude. Hey, look at this dude out with the real curly fur on her noggin, dude. Front row, white shell. Let's go rock with her. Hey, little dudette, what's your name? What's your name?
Esther Kate.
Esther Kate! Yeah, that's awesome. You must be pretty important to have two first names as one first name. You're pretty awesome. Can you do me a favor, Esther Kate? Can you say totally?
Totally.
Oh, that was awesome. What about, how about sweet?
Sweet.
All right. Now, put them together and say totally sweet, dude.
Totally sweet, dude.
Oh, dude, put your fins together for us today. You were awesome, dude. Oh, hey, look at this dude in the, like, real blue shell right down here on the front row, sub-level with the dark fur on his noggin front row. Hey, Benny Bow, what's your name, little dude? He doesn't know that you're there. Oh, there he is. What's your name, dude?
Apuerva.
Apuerva? Is that your name?
No.
What is it?
No.
Your name's No? Wait, what's your name?
Apuerva.
Apuerva?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. How's it going, Apuerva?
Good.
Yeah, where are you from, little dude?
India.
From India? Whoa, dude, totally righteous, dude. I've never heard of that. But that's all right, man. It must be awesome if you're from there. You seem pretty righteous, Apuerva. Who brought you here from India, Apuerva? Did somebody bring you here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Who brought you here today?
My parents.
Oh, okay, parental units. Awesome. Will Apuerva's parental units totally raise up their fins? Oh, cool, dude. Let's go rock with them. Oh, this will be awesome. Hello, Dudette. What's your name?
Shuba.
Say that again.
Shuba.
Yeah, that was even better the second time. What about you, dude? What's your name?
Pushkar.
Whoa, dude. Pushkar? That's a cool name. Now, how many little ones do you have?
Two.
Two of them. Yeah, Apuerva's cool little dude. Who's the other one?
The one right there.
What's his name?
Atarwa.
A turtle? I like your little dudes. Now, do they ask you a lot of questions?
A lot of that, yes.
Yeah, isn't it totally righteous teaching them the ways of the world, dude?
Sure.
Sure. You're like, yeah, sure. I think we just shared a moment, dude. That was funny. Hey, put your fins together for that totally righteous family. Definitely relate because Squirt's my littlest dude. He asks me questions all the time. Just the other day, he was like, "Yo, Dad, what's up with all those human dudes?" And I was like, "I do not know." So I've come down here to learn the ways of the humans. And if you dudes can help me out, then say, "Sure."
Sure.
Awesome, dudes. Well, then let's get right to it. If somebody has a question for the crush, man, raise up your fins, dudes. All right, let's go center style. The little dudette in the yellow shell. She's like third row in the center. What's your name, little dudette? Just shout it out. Yellow shell, center, long fur. Hey, dudette, what's your name?
Susie.
Susie, how are you, Susie?
Good.
Well, what's your question, little one?
How much do turtles weigh?
Well, we're getting a little personal right off the bat. Actually, you know what? The average, like, you know, top weight, like, I'm weighing in at about 733 pounds right now. Whoa! No comments, please. The loggerheads and the leatherbacks, they can get up to, like, 1,800 pounds. Yeah, but I work out. Check out the abs. You know, look at them. They're pretty awesome. Right here, look at them. Well, hey, put your fins together for that one. That was awesome. All right, let's see. Who else wants to talk to me? What about over on this side, the little dudette that has like the white, yellow, pink, blue? It's pretty awesome. She's right behind you. Yeah, there she is. What's your name, dudette?
Molly.
Hi, Molly. What's your question?
How long can a turtle live?
The average lifespan of a green sea turtle is like, 80 years. But I'm totally above average. Because I'm 150, dude! And still young! I'm totally right. I try to eat healthy, though. Green sea kelp and green sea grass, that's totally what I eat. And that's what makes me green. What do you eat, Molly?
Anything that's human food.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
No.
Turtle soup.
Oh, I heard that, dude. You got your punchline in. What, you don't want to tell me what you eat, Molly?
Fine, it's pizza.
Flies and pizza? Why do you eat flies for?
Turtle anchovies.
Fine pizza.
Oh, fine pizza. Only the finest will do. Doesn't that give you the bubbles?
No.
You're a bubble maker, aren't you? I mean, I don't care. You know, everybody makes bubbles once. Hey, put your fins together for that Squirt. Yeah. That was awesome. I can't wait to tell Squirt about that. Oh, whoa! Hey, check it out, hey, little blue.
Don't I know you?
Shot.
Hi, I'm Dory. I remember you. You're Flush.
That is so my little blue. You know, little blue, we were totally talking turtle. But they were teaching me the ways of the human dudes. Wouldn't it be righteous if somebody could speak whale or dolphin or something?
I can speak whale.
Awesome.
Okay, everyone, repeat after me. Hello.
Right. Let's do it all together. Here we go. Hello. Blue, we did loud,
loud. Really loud.
All right, here we go.
Sometimes you speak whale and there are like 80 whales swimming around you.
Sure.
Not today.
No, not today, though,
no
dude.
Whales.
No whales today, little blue.
Try to speak sea now.
Some turtle advice. We all share the same oceans, dudes. Be good to them. They'll totally be good to you. And all you little dudes and dudettes down there sub-level, keep using the word dude as much as possible for the rest of the day. And your parental units will totally dig that, dude.
Other sea turtles, you can head to our second level undersea viewing area. At this time, I ask that all the little dudes please stay seated on the floor until your parents come to get you. Please gather your personal belongings, including your children, and exit the theater. As you exit, please do not walk, run, or climb across the benches. Thanks for coming to Turtle Talk, guys. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day here at Epcot.
She didn't have a phone.
She did. Tracy was working with her beforehand. I'm glad she did.
That helps to prepare.
Yeah. That was a good question, too. I haven't heard that one before.
Both doors, folks. Both doors take you to see me.
Watch out behind you, there's somebody coming with your face. We'll slide out and we'll catch up with her in just 2 seconds. Hey. Come on, Mikey.
You did a good job, Susie.
No. Daddy's not.
I'm not gonna hold you either. Mikey, you can sit down on the floor and we'll stay and stay here if you want.
You spoke up so nicely.
Great job, Susie Q. I hadn't heard that one before, so that was cool. And I didn't know the answer either. I was way off. I didn't think they'd be that big. They weren't laughing at you. They laughed. They liked the question. Everybody laughed because it was so cute. It's not going to dump you onto it. It's the eggs right next to it.
So this is a ride?
That's the ride we're supposed to do as well. No. We have to exit out and then come back to it. Unfortunately, the entrance is outside. No. We have to go back outside to get on it. From Nemo to Crush, yes. They'll dump us out and you go in here. Oh, sorry.
So are we going to Nemo now?
If it's not raining too bad, I would love to see if the Jammers are going to play, but otherwise, I think the kids would enjoy that.
Where are the Jammers?
Outside. I think they may be back over by Test Track. Doesn't look like it's raining. It wouldn't be that far. It's going to be the one of the few times we'll get a chance to see them. Otherwise, we're not going to see them today because it's going to be raining too much. They're an outside program. Oh, I'm sorry. We're gonna go ride Nemo. You got her? You wanna go see Nemo?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go do that.
I'm gonna take my handle on it.
That's the land straight ahead, right?
Yep.
Excuse me.
This would be so much better if you could walk, Mikey.
No.
Good job. See, Mama, we lost our hand. Now we can't even suck it.
Uh-oh. Now what? How is he going to ever eat again? He's got no hand, Daddy.
We just have to feed him spaghetti and just slurp it up.
Hey, some soup?
No.
Well, you can't drink out of a cup very easily. I think he needs two hands.
No.
Straws? Lots of straws.
No.
No. Whatever will we do?
Right
here. Yep.
We have fast passes for Nemo?
Yep.
I thought it was for
both of them.
For Crush and Nemo?
No.
Yep.
So do we have a fast pass?
Yep. You got your ticket still? That was the timing.
We got three things?
Yes.
Oh.
You got it. Oh, I see the stroller. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Still covered. Good.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
go, Suze. As soon as it's green.
Thank you.
Come on, Mikey. Where's your part? Where's your ticket? You got to scan it. You do it. I do it. People are waiting for us. Let's go.
That one has expired, okay? You have to go in through here, okay?
All right, dude. Can I have it back? We will in a bit. I'll hold it for now, okay? I'll carry it for you. All right. I'm getting wet, Mikey. Come on, run. Three countries on the other side, though. We'll get across that way around. Yes. We go past Mexico, Norway, and then Germany. Oh, come here, Mikey boy. I got it. Here. All right. Put it up. Go. All right. Now go. Thank you. Oh. I'm sorry. Susie, I need your ticket.
We're going to stand in here. Look, Mikey. Thank you.
Don't be annoyed. Come on, Mikey boy. You see the boats? Are we underwater, Mikey? Yeah, somebody must have had. Yeah, because there's huge gap in loading, so. I would do three. Three and three. Oh, we're doing two and two. Yay, you get to ride with me. Hop in.
Hey, do you like it? It's me.
There's a diver going up right in front of you. Quick. Come see, guys. Susie!
Go ahead and line up at this blue rope.
take them around so they can see the diver. Oh, here, look. See, there's the person that was in the water. Mikey, there's the person that was in the water. All right, ready? We'll have to come back and do some of this other stuff, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, my shirt's drying out. All right, ready?
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.